This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh. Allison, I don't know anything about that. I don't watch the live feeds on Big Brother. Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. We got a big movie review coming up. 9:15, we peak for the week. Our friend Rudy's coming in to review It. And whom in your reviewing some Reese Witherspoon movie?
Called Home Again. Yeah, we're going to do that one together. But I got a few questions about It for Rudy, and then you guys can obviously throw in.
People are so excited. Like, Tommy Iago keeps texting me the word It.
Oh, really? Like,
how many people are texting you about Home Again?
No one is texting
Zero.
Me about that. No one's texting me about it.
Is there a reason why?
I don't know. It's an Academy Award winning Reese Witherspoon film.
Yeah. So,
okay.
9:15 today, we peak for the week with That's the right. movies review. Rudy has a couple gigs coming up. This must be tonight. It says 8-7, but it's got to be 9-7.
Oh,
Harlot.
Yeah, sorry about
Harlot
that.
Harlot tonight here in the city, and The Birdery in San Francisco on the 13th. The Birdery. Have you been there?
No, but I think it's called The Bindery. Maybe my words.
It could very well say The Bindery.
Although I was working off of Rudy's text. The Bindery.
All right, The Bindery it is. I could put my glasses
on. Although he
That'd
said 8-7 and 8-13, and I didn't even pick up that it's actually.
I don't know, maybe it's next year. We don't know. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer.
So funny.
What?
48 says, I'm a teacher. Open house last night and had drinks after. I could use a boogie board to lay on right now.
Poor thing.
Bust out the pink balloons, everyone. There's another Kardashian balloons. Girl
oh.
on the way.
Oh.
Kim and Kanye have just announced that their surrogate is about halfway through their third pregnancy.
So they really did do a surrogate. Wow.
They did. So the baby is due in late January by a surrogate that they hired for medical reasons. She's, I guess she had placenta accreta.
Uh-huh.
Accreta. And they're saying it could kill her if she carried another baby to term. I don't even know what that is. Is that detached when it detaches early?
I'm not sure, but it's been a big ongoing situation.
This will be, they say, girl number 9 in the Kardashian clan, not including Kris herself.
All right.
So there you go. They actually say that Northwest, the daughter, the older daughter, will be totally psyched because she and Saint don't get along. She doesn't like her little brother. Apparently. Oh. And that sister's bond.
Oh, all right.
That's what they're saying.
Is that right, Sarah?
You know.
You have a sister?
I was way closer to my brother growing up. But now I'm really close to my sister.
Really close?
Yeah, pretty close. And we talk all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Luckily.
You mean text.
Yeah, we text all the time. But sometimes we'll FaceTime each other. Mm.
So she forgave you for all the mean stuff?
She seems to have.
All right.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, time goes
good
by.
Good on her.
You don't
hey,
remember it.
She wanted your friendship so badly when she was young.
Yeah.
And now she's finally got it. She's willing to forgive and forget.
Sure.
Big on her.
That is. It's great.
Huge.
Yeah. Kim and Kanye, the woman they found to carry their third child, sounds like a perfect choice. I'm not sure if she's done other surrogacy work. She is an African-American woman in her 20s. She and her husband have been married for 5 years. Their marriage is solid. She's had experience in the labor department. She's the mother of 2 small boys, so she's been pregnant before. They're saying she's a college grad, although, you know, if none of her DNA is involved, that doesn't really matter.
Do we know what her contract looks like?
We don't. I'm sure they're taking very good care of her.
I thought it was 45 grand.
That's not nearly enough.
Well, we heard that that was based on what the average surrogate gets paid. We weren't. I don't know that that was exactly what they were paying her.
I thought I read that a couple days ago. But see if I can find out.
What does that pay? She's in great physical shape.
Wouldn't you want to work out a fatter deal if you're doing a baby for two filthy rich people?
Absolutely. Sure.
Yeah, I'll do that for you, and I'll take the best possible care of myself and your child.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to cost you $1 million.
Yes, but I'm going to give you $1 million baby. She's about halfway along. The baby girl is due in late January. So there you go.
Says they agreed to pay the following: $45,000 in 10 4,500 a month installments.
Mm-hmm.
If there are multiples, I don't know. Maybe this is just from the agency.
Yeah, I don't buy that for a second.
I wonder too. They'll just be so grateful for their new little baby that they'll just be like, "Here's $1 million just for the hell of it."
It says that Kim and Kanye were also required to deposit $6,800 with it, $68,000 with the agency.
Oh. Well, if the lady gets $45,000, I'm sure they're getting a nice fee on top of that, right? They find you someone. Christian Bale is going to be playing Vice President Dick Cheney.
He is. He's gained a bunch of weight for it, too.
And dyed his eyebrows. I mean, he looks so bizarre.
Oh, I haven't seen dyed eyebrows or anything.
He was at the Telluride Film Festival, I guess, over the weekend, and he debuted his new much plumper look. Hostiles is the name of the movie. Hostiles. He is, let's see, dyed his eyebrows and put, they're not saying how much, but I'm sure it looks like 30 or 40 pounds, I guess. Oh no, hold on. The movie he was promoting at Telluride was something called Hostiles. The Dick Cheney movie is called Backseat, and it's starting to film this month. It's a biopic about how Dick Cheney's politics changed the world. It stars Amy Adams as Lynn Cheney, Sam Rockwell as former President George W. Bush, Steve Carell as Donald Rumsfeld, and Bill Pullman as Nelson Rockefeller.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. This is not his first time gaining or losing weight. He lost. Remember that movie he made called The Machinist? He dropped 70 pounds for that.
Yeah, he looked super sick.
He did. Sick was the word. He dropped down to 120 pounds. And then he had to gain it all back, plus 30 more, to portray Batman. And I guess he had to lose a ton of weight for the movie The Fighter. And that's the one that he won an Oscar for. Here's a picture of him with the dyed eyebrows. And it is really weird how much eyebrows affect your look.
Yeah.
They actually put up a whole gallery of stars who had to gain or lose weight, tremendous amounts of weight for movie roles. They have a picture here of Thor. He ate 500 calories a day to prepare for...
How much?
500 calories a day.
That's not that much.
That's not...
It's zero in order to lose a bunch of weight.
Oh, I was going to say... Like,
to lose,
to play Thor?
No. Thor, I'm sure, requires 12,000 calories a day. In the heart of the sea, I guess that he... was he a castaway? Because here he is in costume for it. He looks like a castaway. He's grubby.
Oh, that's the... I didn't know he was in that. That's the movie with Thor. That's the Ron Howard movie, the Moby Dick one.
Oh.
I didn't realize he was in that.
Oh, was he like Captain Ahab or something?
Well, the star was Chris Hemsworth.
Well, then, yeah, that's him all, you know, scrawny looking.
Huh.
He has a big beard and his hair is wild. I mean,
yeah, basically he's not really
recognizable.
I thought you were still talking about Christian Bale. So
oh, no,
that's
no. I had moved on to other people who've lost a lot of weight for roles. Didn't Matt Damon say he lost a ton of weight for something and wound
Private
up with
Ryan.
Like...
Private Ryan.
Wound
wasn't
up
it?
With
wasn't
some kind of health
problem, some kind of long-term...
A lot of actors experience
this. Was it the ponytail movie he was in with the Great Wall? Remember that movie?
No, Brian? That's too recent. No, this happened to him early in his career.
He said it really effed him up, losing all that weight. Mm-hmm. You can't really fluctuate like that. You know, giant fluctuations. These like, big men that waste away to nothing and then
put
it all back
on. Oh, they said
for
The Martian he lost a lot of weight.
Matt.
I thought it was even. No, I thought it was.
It
was earlier.
Under Fire.
Yeah, earlier than that.
Courage Under Fire looks like.
Okay.
Matt Damon. He put on weight for the one where about the fracking, right? Wasn't that the one where he was coming to buy people's towns out from under them? And
I didn't think you looked any different for that.
One recent movie, he actually looked.
Which
pretty
who
heavy.
Are we talking about right now?
Matt Damon.
Okay.
Talking about Matt Damon. Thank you for following along, Gren. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
That's a movie that, you know, people refer to as one of the greats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and Nurse Ratched was the, you know, just a psychotic bitch. So they've decided to do a backstory on her. It's a series. You know who Sarah Paulson is?
No.
She's the chick. She stars in all the American Horror Stories. She was on that show we liked, the Studio 54 on the Sunset Strip. She was the
Sarah. I'll just look
you her. Know her. You totally recognize her. So Ryan Murphy is behind this. Ryan Murphy apparently just writes everything. So
Ryan Murphy.
Ryan Murphy.
Oh, Sarah Paulson. She's the one that's with Holland Taylor.
Oh, right. She's a She's a lesbian.
She would make a good nurse.
Nurse Ratched.
Oh, okay.
Yes. It's crazy looking like that.
So Netflix has won the bidding war for a prequel series to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest that will focus on the early days of Nurse Ratched. So Sarah Paulson's going to play her. I guess that Hulu and Apple were also bidding for the rights to the show. And Netflix got it because they will pay any amount of money if they want something badly enough. And it's already secured a 2-season, 18-episode straight to series order.
Wow.
So it'll focus on Nurse Ratched's early days beginning in 1947, track her journey through the mental health care system as she transforms from nurse to full-fledged monster. So there you go. She's I think she'll be great in that.
Yeah.
She could play someone super creepy. So there you go. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest prequel series coming to Netflix. I don't see a release date, but they've signed her on for 2 seasons. Big news today in the world of celebrity gossip sites.
Here we go.
TMZ. What's that main guy's name? Harvey Levin.
His
right hand man is a guy by the name of Mike Walters.
Does he call him his right-hand man? I mean, what are we talking about?
You know how you see the guys at TMZ all sitting around in a room together and they're kind of talking about the stories of the
sort
day?
Sort of like their newsroom. Right, I don't know if you've ever seen that, Vinny, but they sit in their cubicles.
And they're all kind of yelling over the top or they're all sitting there with their big gulp or whatever.
Discussing
just
stories.
You totally recognize.
So they're trying to do a sort of a chill presentation of the day's events.
Yeah.
Is that it?
And they just sort of bring up a topic and everyone talks about what little things they found out about it. Mm-hmm. So if you've ever watched it, I've only seen it a few times, but I recognize this guy right off the bat. He's like the main dude, and they call him the
There's a couple
man.
Main guys. One of them, go ahead with the story.
So he has left, and he started his own gossip site that's going to compete with TMZ. It's called The Blast.
Yes.
The Blast.
So we did try to look at it this morning, print some stuff from it, but it won't let us
It's fine.
Print, so.
I just wish it was easier to print from. You know, I have to go through a couple steps that I just don't have time in the morning.
Right.
But I like that guy.
So on Monday, he announced that he's launched TheBlast.com, and a bunch of apparently top-tier former TMZ employees are there now.
Oh.
So he poached a few people, although some of them left some more recently than others, and were working at least one other gossip site before they. So it's not like he said, I'm leaving and I'm taking you, and you.
Yeah.
They had left, most of them. And I guess his sister was another Walter's sibling, was part of the TMZ family, and he's taken her with him.
Is it wrong that he took some people? Is that it, like he has a contract that he can't bring people he likes with him
sometimes
when he splits?
I have no idea what his contract says, but usually that is the case, that you can't just raid the office and...
Yeah, often in business, that's looked down upon. But it is TMZ, so nobody really has sympathy.
Yeah, no rules.
Right.
There's no rules.
And
follow you
heard
into the bathroom and take a picture of your butt.
Right. I've always heard that they don't get paid much at TMZ.
So when he made the announcement, he didn't mention the core of this, The Blast, is almost entirely staff who trained under Levin, including Walter's sister Liz Walters, on-air reporter Caitlin Becker, producer Ryan Nauman, creative director Josh Wells, publicist Carolyn Fenton. So there you go. He said his team was made up of journalists from places like People, the Daily Mail, and MSNBC, all places that those people went to not go directly to The Blast. George Michael has his first posthumous single. It's going to debut, it looks like today, on BBC Radio 2. He died 8 months ago. And it looks like it's not formally confirmed. Nile Rodgers implied on Twitter the song was going to be his remix of a track called Fantasy. So be listening.
Niles Rodgers.
Yes.
He's good.
Nile Rodgers.
Nile Rodgers.
So
they're
saying,
a big-time producer. He's done a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's definitely a name you've heard. They'll continue to bring you all the projects they've been working on so hard for you exactly as he would have wanted. So the first single looks like sometime today you'll probably start hearing that. Although, you know, they're so far ahead of us time-wise that I'm surprised that we didn't already get it. This Fantasy?
Yes.
Is this the new remix? Oh, sounds like a remix. I like that. Because you got to have faith, the faith, the faith. Usher's most public accuser, Quantasia Sharpton, looks like she doesn't have a tape. And everyone's like, what? No, wait, let's see this tape. And she's like, oh, well, maybe it's a misunderstanding. So she's facing some credibility problems. She lied during an interview that her alleged sexual encounter with Usher was not just captured on video, but he knew he was being videotaped as well. She was pretty specific about it. Her attorney says, oh, that's a misunderstanding. There's no sex tape. The guess is that her attorney, who is Gloria Allred's daughter, Lisa Bloom, didn't even know she was doing the interview.
Yeah, it was a terrible interview.
Yeah.
Well, a lawsuit's coming their way. You can bet on it.
Mm-hmm.
The slander that he's endured by this girl's... and the lawyer helped.
Yep. Probably name them both. They're saying that this summer's box office was the worst in years and down like 14% year over year. Everyone's high hopes are on it to jolt the box office.
Not Home Again.
What?
No, not Home Again. They say that it is poised to break a bunch of records for highest opening for a horror movie, highest rating, or highest opening for an R-rated horror movie.
Yeah.
And biggest September opening of all time. Their guesses range between $65 and $75 million that it'll take at the box office based on ticket pre-sales and stuff like that. So we're about to review that, 9:15 or so. Our friend Rudy's coming in.
What are the big holiday releases that are expected? Are there any huge movies
there's
still
a Star
to come?
Wars.
Yeah, and there's right. another Thor movie with the Hulk.
No one likes the Thor movies,
yeah,
though.
They don't?
No.
Yeah,
you sure?
Yeah. I was looking on Fandango earlier, and this movie basically opens tonight. There were screenings at four or five different theaters that I go to on the regular, and there were 7 o'clock showings of it. So if you're dying to see it, you can see it tonight.
There's another Justice League movie coming out.
Oh, yay.
Oh, that'll be a big one.
Blade Runner's coming out again.
Will that be big?
Well, Harrison Ford and Ryan Gosling, I mean, two huge stars. Have you heard of a movie called Life?
I don't know.
No.
Yes. Oh.
About that alien they find on that meteor. It's got a bunch of big stars and people are freaking out. Jake Gyllenhaal, mm-hmm. Rebecca Ferguson, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. That's already out. I've seen that.
No, it's not out yet.
No, I've seen it.
Is it out? How is it?
It was okay. And it wasn't good enough that I remembered that I'd seen it.
Oh, it was in March.
Yeah, when you named all the...
I guess that one snuck by me.
No,
nobody saw that.
We got the promotion package. Remember who? With the magnets and stuff?
Oh, that's what that was? Yeah.
You guys
yeah.
watch it?
I saw that one.
How was it?
Good. It's a horror movie. You know, it's a... You know.
But how does it end? Like, what happened?
Wait, it's a horror movie or a space movie?
Both.
It's both.
Oh,
it's a
monster,
horror movie
man.
In space, yeah.
Everything just seems peachy keen until the thing starts eating the dude. You know. Hey. How that goes.
Is World War Z2 supposed to come out this year?
Oh.
I'm reading.
That would be exciting. Anyway, there's high hopes for it.
All right.
Hey, Sarah, you can get to that Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, sure. Let's do that. I'm so sorry.
No worries.
So Home Again is the movie that Hooman's going to review.
Very important. So
Reese was on Ellen yesterday talking about, she said something near and dear to my heart?
Yeah, she's teaming up with Jen Aniston, and she's doing an HBO series, I think.
Oh.
And so she talks to Ellen a little bit about that, and You could probably relate to this.
Oh, that's adorable.
Very cute.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, hey, everyone.
I guess there's no hope for me if she's got Ellen and Reese in front of me.
Can I give you a quick update on the Santana guitar?
Yes, what the big it? Prize package.
Right now, from the 510, Lenka is bid
$3,400. Oh, Lenka! $3,400. There's only 33 minutes left to go. Oh, Vinny, your hand is up.
I have a question before we switch from the film topic. Are you going to review Mother next week?
Oh, you got to review that.
Jennifer Lawrence? Unfortunately, we're not.
Michelle Pfeiffer's return to the big screen. You're not
going to
watch
Lawrence,
that.
Jennifer Lawrence, Javier Bardem.
That's supposed to be a big movie.
It's a big movie, Human. Yeah,
Mother.
Yeah, I know. I heard you. So next week is a very special week. We have Olympic gold medalist Johnny Mosley coming in to do the movie review. And we're going to be reviewing a hugely anticipated film called American Assassin. And I said, American Assassin.
Where's the crickets?
Michelle Pfeiffer's return to the big screen.
In the most epic-looking horror movie. It looks so scary.
It does.
Who are all these people?
That's why he's not doing it, because it's a scary movie.
That's got to be it.
Michael Keaton is an American assassin, and Taylor Kitsch.
Oh, I like him.
Ed Harris, Javier Bardem, Jennifer Lawrence, Michelle Pfeiffer. Mother.
Sanaa Lathan.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. The news is next. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is sponsored by Boost Mobile. We are running an auction right now to benefit the Houston Food Bank. It's a signed guitar from Carlos Santana, A Night at the Fairmont San Francisco, and tickets to Winterland. What was the last one?
3,400?
That's from Lenka. Yes.
All right. So that's the number to beat. We're going in $100 increments. You need to call us, 800-400-3697, if you want to enter a bid. 3,500, we'll take it for the day. 9 o'clock is when it's cut off. Tomorrow from 6 to 9, those are the only other times that you can bid on this incredible prize package. 3,400 is good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep that going. Where's Janelle in all of this?
Oh, yeah. Where is she?
Yeah.
Where's Janelle?
Where's Rachel?
Yeah, where's Rachel? Why hasn't she bidding on this thing?
Where's all your rich friends?
Yeah, where's all your rich friends, Hooman?
I told you they're bidding on the stair climb. They're helping us with the stair climb. That's why Bryn and I are in first place.
But they're rich. They have more money. Yeah. Where's Chris Kelly after all the stuff we promoted for him?
Yeah, come on.
Shame!
What's up with that?
Well, we got Lenka. Lenka stepping up, everyone.
Thank you, Lenka.
No need to shame my friends. Feel free to shame your own friends.
You're the only one with rich friends, dude.
Right.
All right. Am I?
Yes, you are.
You are.
Am I the one that went on the private jet to the private...
I'm not friends with those people anymore.
Right.
Of course not.
They broke up with you?
Yes, they did. They dumped me. Switch to Boost Mobile's best family plan and get 4 lines for just $25 a line, each with unlimited gigs. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club.
Yay.
Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com routine to get started.
I love the Bay Club.
I love the Bay Club, too. I would love to visit today.
Good idea.
I wanted to start this news break real quick, if I could, with a quick text.
Okay.
Because we love Big Brother here, and it's coming to an end. 650 says, so I agree that I do not like Christmas, but her reason for keeping Paul and not listening to Josh is right for her game right now. Because of her foot, she can't make it to the end with just Josh. She has to have someone else in their group to get them far as possible. Paul's right there. Yeah, but the way she'll win is... Mm-hmm. Getting rid of Paul.
She's going to have to cut
Paul. If she says to everyone, the reason I should win is because I got rid of Paul and he was running the show, that's a big play.
It is.
Don't you think?
Yes. Although, you know, that is actually not a terrible point for her to be making because, you know, she and Josh might be the next targets and having Paul on their team would benefit them. He's definitely about to become a huge target in my humble opinion, I hope. It'll be interesting tonight with the double eviction.
Bless you.
Bless you.
I guess. Trying to hold that off.
One more?
Nope, that's it.
Okay.
It'd be really interesting because sometimes with the double evictions, decisions have to be made so fast and things happen so quickly because they play a whole week's worth of Big Brother in one night. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, one person gets voted off right at the beginning of the show, then they do a new head of household, a veto, a nomination, a veto competition, and then they all vote. So it can get kind of funky. Like, things happen really fast, and I'm hoping Paul's out tonight.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Because then you'd actually get to see these people play an actual game.
Then it's a game.
Right.
He's been running it the whole time. It hasn't been that
fun.
He's
the obvious winner.
Even that comedian last night was saying, this is ridiculous. These dummies should have voted him out. What did he say?
Week one.
Yeah. Anyway, so here's what's happening.
All right.
Tonight, the NFL begins with Kansas City at New England, 5:30 game time. Sarah's Pats. You like your chances?
I do.
All right. Over the weekend on Sunday, the Raiders are in Tennessee to kick off the season at 10 a.m. And Carolina is in town to take on our Niners at 1:30.
Go Niners.
Yes. Cybercrime.
Boy, it's scary.
It's up. It's up more than ever. It's time for our systems and government to get on this because it's everywhere and getting worse.
And so much of our personal sensitive information is just right there. And the scams are getting good, Vin.
They're getting better. So the digital bandits became more ambitious and more creative than ever in 2016, meaning 2017's only expected to be that much bigger. Cybercrime hit the big time in 2016 with higher profile victims and bigger than ever financial rewards. The bad guys made a lot of money last year, according to the director of Symantec Security Response.
Curses.
They keep getting better and more efficient at what they do. They manage to fool us in new and different ways. Data breaches that expose 1.1 billion identities. Mm. That's up from 564 million in 2015. Mm. That's over 1 year. They doubled their work.
That's so frightening.
More ransomware attacks with higher extortion demands.
Yeah, a lot of companies have their data held hostage and just quietly pay these people off. My thought is, if you pay them once, why wouldn't they just come back to you?
Exactly.
So this continues to be bad, and I really do think it's time as we have elections. I don't know when the next big one is, but we should be hearing this from our politicians, that this is something that they plan to look into and have solutions for, because technology moves at such a rapid pace that clearly our online security can't keep up with it. There's got to be penalties or something in place that makes people decide it's not worth it.
Right. Bring back the public flogging.
Well, I just mean that, you know, maybe we've got to change these little cards we're all given as our one thing that we ID ourselves with everywhere we go. And it doesn't matter who you talk to, whether it's the cable company or your phone. What's your social security? I'm not giving that to you.
Yeah.
You every doctor visit, what's your... And every one of them isn't going to protect it the way you'd like, whether it's on some random piece of paper,
right,
on a clipboard you're
handed.
Fill this out. Whenever I see Social Security, I'm like, no.
Right. N-O-N-O-N-O-N-O-N-O.
Well, I just tell them, I have an insurance card. I'm insured. This is the number you need. You don't need that number in order to get paid through my insurance. The end. I'm not giving it to you.
Right.
Men now spend 59 minutes a day on grooming. 59.
Oh.
Is that good or bad?
That seems like a lot.
59? Each day?
Each day.
Are you kidding me?
So that must include showering and dressing, shaving. What else could that possibly include?
Well, I don't shave every day.
I don't know. Bathroom time?
What about our sales guys? Would either, how much either you spend anywhere near?
What?
Maybe about 10 minutes on the hair.
10 minutes on the hair?
How about you, Chance?
Altogether, how much do you spend?
In a day?
Yeah, showering, getting dressed, shaving.
30.
That sounds reasonable.
Hooban, how much do you spend?
5.
6.
Bryn does his hair every day.
No, he wears a hat.
That's
a lot
why
of
I wear
time.
A hat.
Yeah,
so
he's a ball cap guy.
Yeah.
10 minutes?
Mm.
Yeah.
And Vinny just doesn't even use shampoo. He just has to soap himself head to toe. But you do have some shaving and clipping that you do.
So the clipping thing happens, I'd say, every 6 to 8 weeks. It's my nightmare. It's the thing I hate the most. But I just become an absolute monkey hair guy that I feel like I'm under it.
Mm.
So I have to clip it off. It's embarrassing. I don't want anyone.
Where do you do it?
I would never want anyone to walk in on me with a leg in the air over here.
Do you do it in the bathroom then vacuum?
Yeah, I do it in the bathroom and then I sweep it up. The pile of hair that comes off my dumb legs and chest and armpits.
Does someone come and do your butt and back for you?
No, I just told you, I don't let anyone ever see me doing this.
So you have a patch
never,
in the middle of your back that you can't quite reach?
There's no... there isn't a lot of back hair. What is there? I have this little thing that clips out. And you
got a reacher. I see.
You can just zip it up. Like yeah. I forget what it's called. I'm a hairy
tools,
dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a bummer. Mm. Not happy about it.
Is
it's
it like
thing.
One of those giraffes, the extender things that you put your razor
it's
on
like
the end
no,
of it?
No, no, no. It's just I bought it. It works the way so it unfolds.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the end is clippers. So you flip it on and it's like, and then I throw it over your back. And
just run it up and down your back.
It's high tech, Finn.
That
whatever.
Is. Boy.
You got to just get
just put some sandpaper
there's
on the
no,
wall.
Like, this idea that you would go to your person, the one you like the most in the world, and be like, could you shave my butt? I would never.
Oh, I would do it for John.
Yeah, you would. But he doesn't ask that of you because he
always asks me to check.
No.
He'll go check, and then I'll be like, oh, you missed some on the back. I'll clip that for you.
That's it.
Oh, boy, look at that thing.
That's the thing.
Boy. That's hot.
Is it hot? What do you mean that's hot?
I don't know.
You mean that guy's hot?
Yeah.
He's a nice shoulder.
All right. Well, that's fine. I don't know what's hot about shaving your back, but whatever. The point is, yes.
It's hot because you are shaving it.
Every couple months I have to groom. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I only shave my face and done.
Right.
Or shave head and face.
I suppose, you know, like nails, I guess that would, you know, you got to keep those.
They actually mention here that
80%
of men trim or, quote, shape the hair in their man area.
Sure. It's got to be.
Would it be weird?
At least shaped.
Would it be weird if you pulled some man's pants down and he just had just
a jungle?
A giant.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh my God, the olden days.
With his little pig sticking out of the middle.
I would be so bummed out.
Would you?
You would?
Mm-hmm.
As long as it smelled fresh and clean, I'd be fine with it. Like, look at that. It's like the olden days. It's old style. Woo! Rodeo time. Let's go.
I probably shouldn't say the story on the air, but...
You're going to. Let's hear it.
It's not... It's so one of my buddies was on a date with this chick, and she, like, took his pants off and was gonna, you know...
Mm-mm-mm. Waka waka?
I don't know.
Yeah, kiss the lap.
Oh, okay.
And he hadn't, like, trimmed in a long time, and she goes, I'm gonna have to clean that up. And she got a bzzz, did it, and then...
she trimmed it for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't want to look at that. I mean, look, nobody... Yeah.
Exactly.
Did you just pull a hair out of your teeth?
I did. That's,
oh, my goodness.
You know, let's keep that trimmed up, guys. Mm-hmm. So you're going on a date.
Why'd you just raise your hand?
Hope for the best.
I'm not trying to have that.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm not trying to have that either.
We're going to have to reschedule this session.
Yeah. We're going to head down the spot right now. Let's go.
I would like to just say for the record, I'm not prejudiced against a little bush. I'm fine with it. I like
a little
it.
Bush is one thing.
A jungle is another.
Yeah, jungle's another.
Well, I don't want it growing down your thighs, but you know, I mean, little 70s bush looks good.
Well, what if it is growing down my thighs? What, you're going to reject me? Throw me out of bed?
No, I probably won't.
That's good news.
Nope, probably not going to do that.
Dudes, they'll bang anything.
They won't. But a little
yes,
hair is not going to keep me from going there.
Hey, before you go to text, come to me real quick.
How about a fast fact?
I'd love a fast fact.
Red Solo cups are popular souvenirs for European tourists to take home when they visit America.
Oh, they're an American thing, huh?
They come here and take the Red Solo cup home.
Huh. That's what a weird thing.
It's weird.
Yeah. Well. All right, who and what?
All right, so two things, everyone. We have a new leader for the Carlos Santana signed guitar benefiting the Houston Food Bank. It's Jennifer from the 831. She bid $3,500.
All right.
She took this up.
$3,600 to take it. We got 8 minutes left in today's bidding.
And also,
mention the added value.
Yeah, plus a night at the Fairmont and tickets to Winterland before we've even announced the amazing lineup.
We're about to peak for the week, everyone. A humongous movie review is coming up. If you've never seen what Rudy looks like, we just posted
a picture
of him on Alice973 Instagram, and we posted where he'll be performing tonight and next week as well.
Right.
So like the picture of Rudy on our Instagram.
I'll read the text after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.